Good morning. While it's loading, I'll just tell you a little bit about myself. I head up digital media for AED Center for Health Communication, and I'll be presenting today on what we did for CDC's preteen vaccination campaign. So we want to focus on today on the power of the mommy blogger in disseminating preteen vaccination health information. And just to set the stage a little bit, I think this is a pretty powerful statistic, that one word of mouth conversation has the impact of 200 television ads. And this was from a study done by Buzz Agent, which is an arm of Nielsen, and really kind of, I think, shows the power of personal referral and personal endorsement in terms of people's decision making. So to help lead today's conversation, I always kind of like to start with setting a goal for the presentation and really want to demonstrate today the power of the mommy bloggers in disseminating this kind of information online. So we all know that moms talk. They always have, and they will continue to talk. So this isn't new. This started ages ago. And really, with the advent of social media and Web 2.0, the personal interactive conversations have grown into the proliferation of a lot of different online social networks, blogs, websites, where women can come together and talk about being moms or new moms or expectant moms. So why consider using mommy bloggers? I'm going to go through a couple of slides of some really kind of data from eMarketer and a couple of other online sources, and I think that they're pretty compelling here. So first and foremost, parenting and pregnancy websites are the top source for moms and expectant moms in terms of learning about products and services. In addition, 3.9 million women with children write blogs in the United States, and by 2014, that number is expected to go to 4.4 million. 90% of moms are online versus just 76%, and not that 76% is just, but in relative to the 76% of women in general who are online. And 66% of moms believe word of mouth is credible. 55% of active social media moms, and they define active as daily they are participating, make a purchase because of a recommendation that they've read on a blog. And finally, 3.9 million mom bloggers, of the mom bloggers, 13% of them write about parenting and 9% write about family updates. What this means is that the majority of the time they are talking about other things that are important to them. So your content doesn't necessarily need to be tied to family updates or parenting per se. It can relate to it, but they have lots of other interests, and that's the kind of thing that they're interested in writing about. So what did we do for CDC's preteen vaccination campaign? How does all of this kind of apply to this? Well, the idea was we really want to reach moms online. We know that they're networked. We know that they're there and they're talking to each other, and we want to increase awareness amongst this population of the CDC's latest preteen vaccination recommendations. So what did we do? Well, we start with, whenever I go into a campaign and I start planning for it, I start with a social planning framework. And social stands for Strategic Online Communication Insights and Learnings. And really the idea is that you start with, there's an upfront planning process, and you really look to identify your target audience and your budget, and you kind of do some research on who is your target audience and what are they doing and where are they and where are they getting their information. And so for this, we knew who our target audience was. It was moms and parents online. But, you know, we needed to look at what our budget is, what our time frame is, what do we want to achieve out of this, and really kind of identifying key places where they're active online and we can reach them. And once you have started that, you can then start to look at how do you disseminate your information. And we look at it as one of four options. The first is through publisher communication, which really looks at people who are already talking out there. Can we leverage them to talk on our behalf? You can use direct-to-consumer communication, which means can you actually, you as the brand, CDC, preteen, talk to people directly. And that might take the form of, for instance, a Facebook page or a Twitter handle or something like that. You can do sustained paid media. You can look at doing something paid over a longer period of time. Or you can look at doing sort of episodic paid media or paid media to support kind of key brand events and really looking at a specific time frame that you want to really kind of pump up the volume around your campaign and pay for that extra oomph. Taken together, all of this will lead to consumer activation and campaign visibility. And we'll get through, we evaluate that through reach, insights, and actions, and we'll get into that a little bit later on. So where did we end up after going through this process? We knew that we had a couple of months to be in market, and we had a limited budget. So what we really kind of identified were the two pieces of this were through publisher communication and the sort of episodic paid media. And through publisher communication, what we really did, and we'll get into the details in a little bit, but it was to look at who's talking online and reach out to them. And this was an earned effort. And then on the paid side, it was looking at how can we leverage, with a little bit of budget, getting a broader and more quickly activated network of bloggers to talk about us. So what did we do? So for the paid piece of what we did, we leveraged a network called Twitter Moms. And Twitter Moms, actually, they just rebranded themselves, so they now are called Social Moms. So if you look them up, that they're under Social Moms now. And they're a network of 25,000 moms. And all of the moms who are part of this network really have large followings, and they are actively writing and tweeting and participating on their blog or on their Twitter handle. And so what we leverage Twitter Moms to really, because they know their moms the best. And we ask them, you know what, we want to identify some key moms within your network, and we want to get them to write about the vaccination recommendations. So Twitter Moms helped us identify them. We vetted them up front. We invited them to participate, to blog and tweet. And we also created a 508 compliant widget that was embeddable that helped pull in all of the tweets that were happening around the campaign and sort of share that the information and create that viral spread. And then we tracked everything and we monitored the blog posts that went up and the tweets that went out. In terms of the publisher outreach that we did, this was something that AED internally started to work on, and together with the CDC, we identified a list of online writers, and they were mommy bloggers, but they were other types of bloggers and publishers, including health related writers, and we looked at some minority writers and bloggers as well to sort of really round out the reach of this campaign. And we researched them, we vetted them up front, we made sure that the content was relevant for them. We developed messaging based on all of the approved messaging for the campaign, and this was more of the kind of talking points that when we reached out to them, we used. We proactively reached out, and we invited them to participate, and we let them write about the campaign in the way that they wanted to write, but provided them with the resources to do so. And then again, we monitored these placements. And this piece of it was done at no cost outside of the LOE for the staff that was doing it. So what did we achieve? And for all of our social media campaigns, we evaluate it through the evaluation piece of the social framework. And what that looks at is three elements: reach, insights, and actions. So really you get reach through content syndication. So how far did your content reach? What were your impressions? How many impressions did you deliver? What was your CPM, is how you buy media, so your cost per 1,000 impressions. What was your CPM? What did you pay for every 1,000 chunk of impressions? What was your click-through rate? If you bought media and you can get a click-through rate. Things like views or length of time online, did your website have an increase in site traffic, how many assets were placed, and then buzz monitoring. If you monitor the ethos online in terms of the chatter around your brand or your campaign, did it change over time? In terms of insights, what we look at is really kind of the things that we're learning from being online and act, you know, interacting with either a community or with bloggers or in whatever way that we're interacting with people. What are the kind of qualitative insights that we're gleaning? And those can come from one-to-one messaging, if we have a direct communication with people, what are kind of the things that people tell us or questions that people ask, polls, surveys, if we create a value of a fan, comments, crowdsourcing, the idea of getting ideas from your community, and actions, which really look at what happened as a result of our campaign, both on behalf of the brand and the consumer. So these could be things like requests for information, questions that were asked and answered, and potential face-to-face integrations that arise, if we shipped hard copy materials out as a result, things like that that are quantifiable and that are tangible and can be tied directly to our social media campaign. So what did we achieve with the CDC's preteen vaccination campaign? In terms of reach, over 4.2 million impressions were delivered. 25 publishers were activated and participated and posted our content. Our eCPM, meaning our cost per 1,000 impressions, when we looked at the final impression delivery versus our cost, was just over $3.50, which is a very efficient CPM level. There was an increase in the Google search results for the term preteen vaccination, and that increase was over 28,000%. And those impressions continue to deliver. So those impressions, the blog posts, the content posts, they live on. They don't go up and come down like a traditional campaign where you have ads running. They live on, they're indexed by search, and they really help to build the digital footprint for the campaign and the brand. In terms of insights, we generated positive buzz. Our vetting process really proved successful in that we didn't actually have any of our bloggers or other publishers write negatively about the issue of preteen vaccination. And what's really notable about that, as many of you are probably familiar, is that the online blogosphere space is really ripe with a lot of anti-vaccination messages or sentiment. And the fact that we were able to identify people who were willing to share health information in either a neutral or a positive light was really, really a success for this campaign. We identified a community for retargeting. So these are people, the people that wrote for this campaign, we have gone back to, and they have participated in future campaigns. And specifically, they have said, I really want to write and share more health information, but nobody asked me. And so it was really important that we heard that and that we continue to sort of go back out to them. And we sort of prove that publisher outreach works for immunization campaigns. In terms of actions, we achieved the communication of these recommendations. We got a top mom network to participate as part of our earned outreach. Momversation is one of the larger mom networks online, and we were able to get a placement with them. And really having the client buy-in was made this campaign successful. The top mom network, Momversation, they asked for the post to be written by a CDC doc the Friday before July 4th weekend, and they wanted it Tuesday at noon. And because of the client buy-in and commitment to making this successful, we were able to actually make that happen. So just a couple of key takeaways. Moms are influential and they're networked online. And they're an efficient means for information dissemination. So as you look at how do you make your case for implementing a social media campaign in terms of your budget or your deliverables, it is truly a way that they're, by showing your sort of your eCPM, and you can really start to make that case that it's a valuable way to spend your resources. And these posts continue to deliver long after your campaign is over.